Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Place is cold, dark as midnight, to the realms of the new long sun. A temple is erected to unite the worlds of the humans and the shining ones. From places cold, dark as midnight, to the land of the new long sun. A temple is erected, uniting the worlds of the humans and the shining ones. From places cold, dark as midnight, to the land of the new long sun. A temple is erected, uniting the worlds of the humans and the shining ones. places cold, dark as midnight, to the land of the new long sun. A temple is erected, uniting the worlds of the human and the shining ones. From places cold, dark as midnight, in the land of the new long sun, a temple is erected, uniting the worlds of the humans and the shining ones. The circle is cast. Now I call upon you, sentinels of the east. I gently stir you, guardians of the watchtowers of the east, of air, new thoughts, inspiration, and new beginnings. We ask that you join us on this day to celebrate this solstice. We ask for your balance, guidance, and wisdom. It is with deep love and deepest respect we wish you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Now visualize as I cut a pentacle into the air and see it form into the air and then see it turn into a bright glowing ball of yellow light. See it fill like a yellow sun. Oh, oh, oh. The Eastern Sentinel is with us. Denise, would you like to call the South?
Greetings, Spirit of the South. A hot flame surrounds us with the heat of passion. Fiery, crisp, and sharp. Passion is here within us. Come and feel the blessings of the South. Hail and welcome, South!
Hail and welcome, South! Into the air, pentacle. See it, and then see it fill with a brilliant blue, red light. Forgive me, red light filling like a hot red sun. See it filling red and warm, like the powers of fire and manifestation from the south. Now I cut into the air, the shape of a pentacle. See it filling with a blue, brilliant blue light until it forms a ball of blue light like a blue sun. And we invoke it again with sound. Oh. Sentinels of the North, of Earth, of integrated wisdom, of the wisdom of winter. We ask that you join us today for the solstice ritual. We ask for your balanced guidance and wisdom. It is with the deepest love and deepest respect we bid you hail and welcome.
Welcome.
Once again, I carve a pentacle into the air in the direction of the north and see it fill with a bright green light, green as the earth. See it fill and be invoked by sound, and in that direction will be a bright green sun. Oh. Father God, he who walks with us, Lord of the sky, Father Winter, we humbly ask that you join us today on our winter solstice ritual. Mystery of mystery, we humbly ask for your presence and for your wisdom in this time of the year known for death, or maybe rebirth. It is with deepest love and deepest respect we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Mother Goddess, beautiful, surround us, keep us warm. In this phase of life we call winter, come be with us, come share our love, come give us guidance on this dark side of the moon. And we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Beloved ancestors, you who have gone before us, you who are an integrated part of us, the practitioners of old, family who have passed, all of the different things that can make up ancestor, all are welcome. We ask you to join us for the solstice celebration today.
Your honor this evening.
It is with deepest love and deepest respect that we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Circle is cast. The elements are with us. Father God is with us. So is Mother Goddess. What I'll do now is I adjust from drums to this next moment is a very simple act here. And this is a winter prayer. The wisdom of winter is upon us. We see the sun remain in the same position for 3 days and then rise. Once again, ascending into the heavens and bringing with it the promise that has always been kept. Father Winter, we are thankful to receive the gifts of winter and understand the integrated wisdom of dormancy, hibernation, vernalization, of death and rebirth. We know as well that we have a role to play within these cycles. We're thankful to Divine Providence for allowing us access to this inner and outer understanding. Like the pine and spruce trees and evergreens, we must be strong and know and be able to show the remaining colorful aspects of ourselves and stay alive and active during this time of cold and death, as it is perceived anyway. Our creativity, our vitality is still needed, and we must continue to progress. Again, we thank you, Father Winter, and Snow Queen, Mother Crone. Thank you.
I have some words from the Witch's Bible that speaks of Yule. Return, O return. The God of the sun, the God of the light, return. Thy enemies are fed. Thou hast no enemies. O lovely helper, return, return, return. Return to thy sister, thy spouse, who loveth thee. We should not be put asunder. O brother, my love, my consort, return. When I see not, my heart grieves forth. My eyes seek only thee. My feet roam the earth in search of thee. Gods and men's sweep and weep for thee together. Return, God of the sun, return. God of the sun, God of the light, return. Return to thy sister, thy spouse, who loves thee. Return, return, return! Return. Sun, return.
And again, Father Winter and the wise crone, we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now will be time for a brief divination portion of this ceremony. Interesting one for us, I think, Janice. The Eight of Pentacles,
yeah.
Which shows me continued work, continued action. Eight's very much an action number, as well as
continued blessings and working on what you love and using that to further yourself in your career and money in your life.
And not just money, but forms of happiness in general. Because not. Money isn't the only abundance, I guess.
No.
But, of course, you're right, though, about this card representing money. This is also a card that always represented to me work being appreciated because they're hanging on the tree.
Yes.
The coins, the discs, the pentacles he's making are hanging from the tree, and his work is being appreciated, being noticed. Then there's a castle in the background.
And he's making his work known as well.
And, of course, this is one that I can always use, is the follow-up card.
Hangman.
And I'm going to just go with these three, and I'm going to consider them. Well, we might as well keep that one just because it's one of the most beautiful cards, and I don't mind looking at it.
Yeah.
But because of the order I picked them in, the following card was, of course, the Hanged Man.
Hangman.
Often inner wisdom and patience and even a bit of sacrifice. So
yeah.
It's important to remember that. Because you and I was just guessing, you know, sort of this reading meaning, you know, for the both of us, and including the show, but not just the show, but things
yeah.
in our lives, that things will progress like the Eight of Pentacles suggested. However, you know, some deep-rooted patience
and some sacrifice so you could do what you want to do.
And
what you love.
Yes. Because I think we're both in that very same position.
Yes.
And the following one, being the Emperor reversed, I actually see that as, and we might have to be a little unconventional
mm-hmm.
for this. Mm-hmm. And again, in the abundance I speak of here is not just money, but it's the sort of abundance that there's income that's financial, and then there's spiritual income as well, and that's where the last card plays in.
The High Priestess, one of my favorite cards.
Yes, and in the Rider-Waite, I think it might be what I think is the prettiest card in the Rider-Waite. I just really like it, and the woman is holding, you know, she's got the Torah there, she's holding, and she's between the two pillars, and it's, of course, deep, intuitive wisdom.
Yes.
And so this definitely shows me two major arcana cards, and one of them being the High Priestess,
yes.
which is sort of the ultimate intuition,
the ultimate of card, the ultimate
card.
Of spiritual, the ultimate female,
and the Hangman, which is the patience and a little bit of sacrifice. We can't always think of our lives improving as just about, oh, do I get another job or something like that? It's about being around good people.
Yes.
It's about
doing good, especially this time of year.
Including in this card, you could say doing good works.
Yes.
You know, because there's more than one type of abundance. There are people that are wealthy that are scatterbrained idiots.
Yeah.
And
they're wealthy and their lives are not what they want, like their romantic life or their family life.
Just in general, some of their interactions with other humans are just scatterbrained mess. But I'm saying a bit of patience, and then still time to strike, though.
Yeah.
But intelligently, intuitively, patiently, and maybe something a little unconventional is what I'm getting from that one. Like something unique. I'm not saying breaking the rules that breaks the law, but something that's like an unexpected.
I'm pushing authority. I mean,
yeah.
You don't want to push it too far, but.
No.
But sometimes you might have to go against the grain to get what you want.
Exactly. But done so with patience. Knowing that sometimes something should be sacrificed. And then in the end, there may actually be more to give.
Yes.
Give back. But I just sort of kept drawing them until it felt natural. I think that was... There were definitely some positive cards there.
Yes. Oh, I didn't see really any negative cards. Even the Emperor reversed is still a positive move.
Upright, it's a stern authority figure that's often necessary, especially for maybe people that are in a situation where they're not, you know, as organized and functional within those things as they could be, the type of person that's not paying attention to that sort of that side of their lives. Which I've definitely been there.
Yeah, I've been there too.
But in this case, it's saying, you know, sort of maybe go against that a little bit. Go against the authoritative regulation expected sort of mundane thing and trust the intuitive wisdom of the High Priestess as well as we said before, patience as well as a little sacrifice. Might have to give something up.
And have something in return.
Right.
Have something better in return.
Something to open the door or act as a decompression even. Sometimes think of that. Because notice the one card was a bit about giving at the end. I didn't announce it. It was the Six of Pentacles. Which can be, you can be on either end of that.
That's true.
Six of Pentacles, there's a balance, there's a scale involved. And not only is there a scale... But there's people accepting alms. It was some person who's got enough to give alms to the poor. But as the scale represents balance and cycles, you could be the ones accepting the alms, which could
be...
Or the
one giving them.
Or the one giving them. And depending on your actions, even though most of the time I would almost always say that usually when the Six of Pentacles comes up, it's a pretty positive card. It's a little extra to give back. But depending on where it falls... In what part of the cycle you could find yourself in can always determine what part of that, which way that scale is going up and down. In the case of this reading, I think it's very positive in saying that with a little bit of sacrifice, a little bit of unexpected action, but still intelligent, intuitive action at the same time, then... Things will definitely begin to fall into place. And not only that, but others noticing your work, as was in the idea of the Eight of Pentacles.
Yeah. Well, that's starting to happen with me now, anyway.
Actually, me as well, but I have to keep, there's more I got to do.
You got to keep turning the well, so never, you can never stop it.
In fact, my schedule at work recently has been changed to something much more manageable to where I won't be so consumed by the job. So,
well, that's good.
Shifting to morning shift, so I'll be working not so much like going in at 3 and staying until 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning or whatever the heck it is. I'll be working 5 in the morning to 11 oftentimes. And other shifts, too. But they're all going to be...
Okay. Tell me about this.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was happening.
Oh, okay.
But what this will help do, and what I intended it to do, is free up a lot more hours for me. And it's just up to me not to waste them.
Yes.
Which also includes we might bump the show up an hour or so. So that's so that's probably good news for both of us.
Yeah.
So I hope that doesn't interfere with your ability to make it here. But we can talk about that after the show.
So,
I might be moving it up to either 12 or 12:30 just to give me another little cushion because I'll be leaving work. If it stays consistent, I'll be leaving at 11. But I guess the radio audience doesn't need to have to know all of this.
No. Well, not while we're in the planning stages.
Yeah. But that's all. It's good. And I've been working. I've been playing music more and playing my guitar more and getting all that together. Getting together with an engineer to help me record the demo. We actually have two options for that. So those things are starting to come together. As well as we can do it here. With
well,
Scott. But if we can do the thing where him and I play and then just... By the way, folks, Scott isn't here. That was me on the drums and then jumping out from behind the drum kit. To the...
And it was me on the tambourine. I thought it'd be a good touch for today. But
of course, they're probably listening going, I know that wasn't Scott on the drum. It was you.
Well, my good news is that we did a TV demo for World Reggae Party.
Oh.
It'll be coming out tomorrow.
I like your new hair, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I have new hair. And we are still going to do a hair show. It's going to happen sometime in January, but we're still doing a hair show, and hopefully we'll have pictures of both Daniel and myself so you can see our hair. Or in Daniel's case,
you see my hat.
You can see the hat. So, And last Thursday, I did a Skype interview live from Poland, from Fairfax to Poland, with the Polish reggae artist Rastasize that I'm trying to get some copies of. So you'll be hearing a little bit of that in the future as well.
Mm. Good.
It's a wonderful show. So that's why I said things are opening up for me as well.
That's really good. And as had been predicted for you by more than one reading, that they were saying somewhere around January and February things might start happening for you.
Yeah.
And I kind of view that as like it's going to start, of course. I don't know if that's like it's all going to come to you, but it's like a time of when the snowball finally starts building up.
Yeah.
You know? At least that was sort of the way I got it when one time.
February is my birthday anyway. It's my birthday month.
Yeah, mine's in January.
Love February. So. And I want to wish everybody right now happy holidays. I'll be saying this a couple times today, but I guess it's the start of saying happy holidays to everybody out there.
Yeah, and I'm just checking to see who's in the chat room, and it looks like if it's functioning and all that.
Yes.
Because we're at the casual part of the ritual now, where we're just talking about personal stuff. And again, one thing that'll be helped with all of this, with my new schedule, is that it'll be after a work day. And because my schedule now, when I wake up and do the show, it kind of feels like it's 5 o'clock in the morning, like to somebody that would wake up and do, like, say, a go into work at 7 kind of job. You know, it feels like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Or maybe somebody going out for a run before they go to work.
Yeah, like it's before.
Yes.
And even though I don't mind doing the afternoon shift, but now I'll be doing it, it'll be better because I'll be wide awake and having gone through a whole day of work and then coming here, and I'll feel much more ready to go then.
Yes.
But not that, not that I'm not ready to go. But let's just be honest, when you're just waking up, I think I woke up at 10:30. You know?
That's when we got into the car.
I was behaved. I was behaved.
That's when I got into the car. So
I wasn't drinking. I wasn't out doing anything. I just came home from work, drank some tea and some orange peach mango juice.
Ooh, sounds tasty.
And basically... wrote the prayer for today. I wrote it last night.
I wrote the quarters for East and South.
basically the ritual was at a very structural level. I didn't write a new ritual. In fact, a lot of it I don't have in front of me.
Yeah.
I just sort of, I wrote the prayer, though.
It was a very nice prayer. And I got the return from the Witch's Bible, which is one of my favorite books.
Yeah, I see she bought a copy of it here.
Janet and Stuart Farah? Or Farah?
You've met Janet.
Yes, I have. She's cool.
You've had a cocktail with her, have you not?
A couple, actually.
Very nice.
She could drink.
She's Irish.
Yes, yes. And I've also met Gavin Bone, which is, didn't get to meet Stuart, but Gavin Bone, which is her partner now, was also a very cool guy.
How did you stumble about meeting her?
I went to a campground in, I want to say New Hampshire, even though I think it was...
I know you've been to a lot of pagan festivals.
Oh, yeah.
You're like a pagan festival junkie, so...
Well, a constructive pagan festival junkie.
Right, right.
So I don't go there really to party, even though it usually happens,
yeah,
but...
you still go there to learn.
But I go there to learn. And
partying happens like with...
You know,
it was on your downtime.
Yes.
Yeah.
I go there to learn and take what I learn and come back and teach the people that I know, or at least attempt to teach the people I know. And I think it was in Vermont, but it was called Harvest Home, and there's an old movie. I think Betty Davis is in it. It's called Harvest Home, but it was more like a horror movie. But this Harvest Home wasn't. And she was there. Janet was there with Gavin. In fact, they were the main guest of the convention.
Oh, okay. Kind of like the main speakers.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yes.
She definitely has a presence that when I've seen her, I've only seen her on videos. Of course, there's the older videos from
very
them.
Very Freya. She's very Freya.
And when I've seen her just talk on videos, I mean, I've seen the little mini documentaries, too, that she's been on, but when I've seen her just being either interviewed or speaking to a class or something like that, she definitely has this sort of presence. You know, it's kind of a very high priestessy. I've
very
said.
British, very Freya presence.
And upon looking at her, I remember thinking if you, because a lot of people carry the title high priestess, and some people give off that vibration more. And
yeah.
I would, you know, I wasn't with her in person. It felt like if I had been, she would really give off that vibration.
And Gavin...
Because I remember thinking, because I'm not trying to... Let's not go into any further.
Well, Gavin Bone, like I said, is her partner.
Yeah.
And they have the Progressive Witchcraft book, which I also have, which is also a very good book. But to me, he's more of a Lou type of character.
Uh-huh, I know what you mean.
You know, tall, blonde, you know, kind of hazel-eyed, where she has this reddish hair, or when I saw her, last time I saw her, was this bright reddish hair. And that's been a while, at least of like 6 or 7 years since the last time I've seen her. But both of them together have a very strong God and Goddess presence among them.
Okay. And, yeah, I was going to go to Convo this year, and now I'm not.
The one in Detroit?
Yeah. I honestly just need to, I would love to, believe me. But I've been to pagan festivals before. All of them have been just kind of usually like day, you know, for a day or something like that, or an afternoon or whatever. So I hadn't been to one where you stay and really kind of get absorbed into it. I've been to other things like that. I've been to ones like that for Unitarians before. And some of them had like earth-based religion little workshops too. And a lot of music stuff. Susie was great. I was there for a week. That was an awesome week, you know.
PSG is a week.
Yeah, I would love to do something like that as well. And will soon.
You there. We usually just go for the weekend, like Friday to Monday. But that's usually the main ritual. And the whole totality of it ends on usually the Saturday night. The last couple days is always around summer solstice. So it's really a powerful event. And, you know, you have Selena Fox and her husband Dennis, and they're both two powerhouses of energy as well.
Mm-hmm. And I thought we had a pretty positive reading here.
Yes.
Even more so than I try not to expect a reading. That's the worst thing to do. It's like you start flipping the cards and you start thinking of your question and going, oh, I bet that happens.
Oh, that card's going to come out.
That happens when you're new, too, a lot.
That's not good.
As a reader, when you're new enough to still kind of be new, but you're now skilled enough that you kind of know what all the cards are.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you kind of start thinking, oh, I bet I'm going to flip this, this, and that. And I just think that is not the way to ask a question.
Not the way to go.
And then you, as your eyes see not the ones you were thinking of, then your mind frazzles for a second.
Yes. And you're like, oh, I was wrong.
If you're into it and take it seriously, of course, it's subjective to all that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's always subjective to interpretation.
Yes, I do take it seriously, so. And maybe working on, but I won't say it on the air yet, but I've got some other little things I'm working on, too, musical projects, things to expand the show that are just kind of waiting, as well as the marketing thing. I'm going to start aggressively pursuing some marketeers to help me market the show. And these will be interns, so it'll be free. Unless they start bringing in money, then I'll be happy to throw a little something at them as a percentage. I had one person respond so far to my intern marketing.
Which is good.
But I'm going to start actually contacting some of these professors. Basically, folks, I'm talking about internet marketing students that go to George Mason.
Yes.
So they're going to become like a marketing team for us, and their job as a project for them will be just to get our name out there. And I know I've announced these things before. Sometimes things just take a while to grow
yes.
properly. And you want them to grow quicker, but sometimes, just like winter,
yes.
and just like the integrated wisdom of winter,
yes. and just like the hangman, too, sometimes you have to wait. You can't always
yes.
have things when you want them.
Sometimes the seed needs time to, you know, dig through the earth and sprout up. And it's all happening underneath, and you don't see it, and you're waiting for it to sprout up.
Mm-hmm.
Or just as the wintertime death hibernation thing that I even mentioned, the term vernalization
yeah.
earlier. Vernalization is when a plant's actually growing, you know, inside during the cold season
mm-hmm.
or in a seed. And sometimes they'll subject, if a plant is subjected to cold, it'll trigger something for certain plants, of course not all, but certain plants, to actually start growing more within itself. Then when the springtime comes, then kaboom, you know, it's ready to go. So that's the way sometimes things work. And you think they're going really slow, and it becomes frustrating, especially when you're just exhausted or if you're just working a ton of hours or if you got the frustration of not working. And that just starts to...
Very frustrating, I know.
...eat away at your confidence. That's how I felt in Florida. Like, I just felt... I just lost my belief in being able to generate anything, you know, from being out of work so long.
Well, that hasn't happened yet. I still feel I can generate things. In fact, I am generating things.
Yeah.
It just hasn't come into fruition.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
And
when that happens, that's bad.
I had a car repoed. I was evicted.
Oh, okay.
Nobody in the house was working. You know, it was that
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
We literally one time threw a little party, and I remember part of it just for other people to bring stuff over, like food and alcohol, so we'd have something in the house because we were broke. And
I had a few parties like that, but
they
were in college. But you know,
yeah.
I've had a few parties
yeah.
like that.
They were aware of it, and I remember it was actually a pretty nice little gathering. And I remember at the same time kind of looking outside to see if, like, during this party someone was going to tell us all we had to leave, like, with an officer with them, you know, because
yeah.
we were evicted. We were basically squatting. But we knew we were leaving. At that point, we had already knew we were gone. So at that point, it wasn't bothering me as much anymore. And I had my tiniest little bit of spending money left that I'd gotten from just helping out doing some landscaping and some odds and ends. I didn't really have a job. Like I said, I was there for, didn't have a job for like a year and some change. So, except for a telemarketing job I had briefly there, and some helping out with some, like I said, some odd jobs, a little landscaping. So, when I came back here to Virginia, that was when I decided I'm going to start pursuing other things rather than just the practical skills I have of electrician, or I've got a bunch of them actually, but I always seem to be pushed away from them. So it's like, I think it's just the universe's way of telling me, well, you mind, if you're going to live like that anyway, you might as well be an artist or what.
Well, you might as well be happier. Yeah.
Do what you like and be a musician, or in this case, maybe even find ways for voice and radio.
Yeah.
I'm going to start exploring all kinds of things. That's another thing. I'm going to start knocking on some more doors. If you and I can at some point get together and put together like professional sounding like news reports and then market them to broadcasting places.
I would love that.
Yeah, because we're sitting in a studio. We have the technology. Right. You know, we got like those are like $500. Those are probably like $300 mics. We have one over there that's unpacked, and that's it was. I'm sorry, it's not there now, so I can't show it to you.
That was like $1,000,
you know. We have nice sounding professional mics, and so we got digital recorders that we got on location ones now, so we can put together like a little news report about something. It could be.
Yeah, we can.
I was even thinking there's a gazillion options. We could contact one of our friends, like maybe Don at Beacon House, and do a little report on that. It could just be like a 15-minute report.
I actually meet him, though. He seems like a very interesting guy to meet.
Maybe go on location. Or do another animal story, because people like animals, and just put something together. One guy was telling me that sometimes the media will even use the one that you put together, like a freelance kind of thing. I don't know. I don't know how that works, folks. I've not been...
I'm hoping with my rusticized interview.
Been on the inside of the business in that way. So, but I'm pushing for it. I'm pushing for audiobooks as well.
That'd be a great thing. Audiobooks are definitely hitting the chart.
And again, we can make demos of it here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I would have to really rehearse better, you know, get really smooth for that.
Very. But I would too. Get the ums out of my system.
Yes.
Even though I'm getting better with
easier,
that.
Easier when it doesn't feel like first thing in the morning, too.
I'm getting better with that. So it's just always good.
I actually have gotten to the point where my ums are worse. My ums, for those of you that don't know what we're talking about in the broadcasting world when you say and. We're not talking about the mantra.
No, we're not doing the We're talking about, hey, I went to the store and.
There.
I bought a Coke and a donut.
Another one, I think one of the most painful ones to hear yourself back is when it's, or at least for me, it might be different for everybody else, is when there's like a really roaring laughter. And you hear yourself back going, ay, 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 and you're just like, oh, my God, do I sound like that when I laugh?
So,
but there was one, it sounded like, because, you know, my voice can get deep sometimes, and it was early, I was doing an interview, and it sounded like Herman Munster. I was like,
good luck.
And anyway, folks, we still are inside the circle of this ritual. So now what we're going to do is start by devoking deity and then the elements and then to take down our energy temple.
Yes.
I will start with the ancestors. Beloved ancestors, we thank you for joining us here today. We thank you for sharing your balanced guidance and wisdom. To the practitioners of old, we thank you for bearing witness to this ritual on solstice. So with the deepest love and deepest respect, that we say hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Mother Goddess, beautiful in all things, we thank you for being a part of this Yule ritual today, for giving us love and warmth and everything we need balanced in our lives. Go if you must, stay if you will. Hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail
and farewell. Beloved Father God, Theranos, Father Winter, Odin, ye of so many names, mystery of mystery, Father of the sky, turner of the great wheel, we thank you for joining us on this solstice day. We thank you for bearing witness to this ritual. We feel your presence and your integrated wisdom here, and we know that death is not final. As you walk the earth with us, we can see in the plants that even during the time of cold and the time of snow and what some say is the time of death, we can see the greens and the pine and the evergreens and the shrubs, and that we must reflect that in ourselves and await the returning of the sun. We thank you for your balanced guidance and wisdom on this day. It's with deepest love and deepest respect. Say if you will, go if you must. We say hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Sentinels of the North, of Earth, of integrated wisdom of winter, we thank you for joining us on this solstice ritual today. We thank you for your balanced guidance and wisdom. Stay if you will, go if you must. With deepest love and deepest respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Sentinels of the West, guardians of the watchtowers of the West, of water, of intuitive wisdom, we thank you for your balanced wisdom and guidance on this day, on this beautiful solstice day, by the way. Pretty nice here.
Very, definitely nice outside.
We thank you for your balanced guidance and wisdom, the wisdom of fluidity, the wisdom of intuition. It is with deepest love and with deepest respect that we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Spirits of the South, we thank you for surrounding us with the heat of passion. May you forever be fiery, crisp, and sharp. Passion surrounds us every day. We have felt the blessings of the South. Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Sentinels of the East, we feel your presence here today. We thank you for your presence here today. We thank you for your balanced wisdom and guidance of intuition and creativity and new ideas. It is with deepest love and deepest respect that we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
And as each element fades away, in the north, a ball of green light fades away and disappears. In the west, the ball of blue light fades away and disappears. In the south, the ball of red light fades away and disappears. And in the east, the ball of yellow light fades away and disappears, gently returning to how things were. Now I will take down the circle. Has been raised, it has been lowered, and now things, may they return to how they were, as all space is sacred.
All space is sacred.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
And thus ends the ritual portion of our winter solstice day. Of course, there's much more day ahead of us.
Yes. And a lot more celebrations. Seems like everybody's celebrating y'all right now.
And for now,
bring out the light.
The resurrection, the promise. We're going to go ahead right now and take a little break and a time out, and we will enjoy our libations and such. Here's a song. Night over Baghdad. And we're back today for our solstice day. And if there's anybody out there, we did advertise that we're going to open up the line for some readings, but I have a feeling that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
I haven't done that in a while, I just sort of put it on the marquee somewhere.
I didn't bring my cards either.
I have mine.
My cards, if I want to know.
I have mine out here.
Okay.
But
we're still having a beautiful Yule day.
Absolutely. I just got myself an orange juice. And it was always fun to get behind the drum kit and bang on the drums for a while.
Yes. And I bought the tambourine for added. Well, I wanted the jingle bell sound without buying jingle bells. And that does give you the jingle bell song. I mean, sound. Which is what you hear all the time in the mall and with the different songs. And so, happy holidays again. I wonder how many people have their tree up and their decorations.
I have done absolutely no Christmas shopping, by the way.
Well, I'm finished with mine, but it seems I'm going to have to do some for David. He's procrastinating.
I wait until my paycheck comes Thursday.
Oh, so you'll be with the late ones.
It's okay. I work in a store.
Well, that sucks.
Whoa.
That's true.
Almost had a chair malfunction there. And I just did an Aya. A present to myself is I'm going to go see The Hobbit on Thursday probably too, either before or after shopping. So I haven't been out to see The Hobbit yet.
I haven't seen The Hobbit. We haven't seen Twilight. I've seen James Bond twice. I've seen...
Did you see the other Lord of the Rings movies?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't have...
No, David's a big Lord of the Rings.
Twilight. I don't have much interest in the vampire thing. Years ago, I watched Interview with a Vampire, with Anne Rice.
Love that.
That one was pretty good.
Yeah, I love that.
I like sometimes... I'm not obsessed by the vamp thing enough to, like, keep watching it more than... small.
Twilight, not so much, but... I've seen all the other ones, so...
I've never seen Twilight. Like, I can't say it's not any good, because I've honestly never sat down and watched an episode of it. I have...
It's for teenagers, basically.
Yeah, it seemed a little tweeny kind of a thing.
Yes. I prefer True Blood and the vampires that don't sparkle in the sun. You know, if you're in the sun and you're a vampire, it's supposed to disintegrate, not sparkle. So...
And then there's plenty of people that will have all sorts of debate as to why it's perfectly okay for daytime vampires. But I'm not really in the mood for that debate right now.
Oh, Day Trippers? There was a movie called Day Trippers, yeah.
There's been some interesting ones.
There's been a couple movies, actually.
Yeah.
So
I liked Interview with a Vampire. There's another one I liked with Alyssa Milano, but...
I don't remember that one. But I go way back with... Bela Lugosi, and Christopher Lee, because, I mean, the old school vampires, none of this Twilight stuff. So, but that's just me, and don't send me any hate mail, okay? So, but, yeah, I go way back with it.
Just lost our 13-year-old audience.
But 13 to 15-year-old.
That's right.
So, but, you know.
But I think... since there's no one on the line or anything, I think we might go ahead and sign off.
Yeah, we can.
Unless there's a final thing you would like to share.
Well, I'm not going to be here for the holiday week. I'm going up to New Jersey and Philadelphia and maybe even Harrisburg. Because that's where a lot of my family is. So I won't be with Daniel next Wednesday or the following Wednesday.
Day after Christmas and the next one.
Yes. So I definitely want to say happy holidays, happy solstice, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all those things. Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Can't forget the people who do Kwanzaa. And I look forward to a happy 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So, because 13 is one of my favorite numbers. So I'm just thinking it's going to go up from here. So happy holidays to everybody that's listening and not listening. Everybody in the Main Street universe, happy holidays.
That's right, and I say the same. Happy solstice and Christmas and all of that, of which there are so many similarities.
Yeah.
One could say if you're at a more secular Christmas celebration, it wouldn't look all that different, a lot of the imagery from a Yule or a solstice.
There's a Peter. Peter Bentley?
Peter Beckley. Hello, Peter. And thank you for joining
Merry
us today.
Merry meet. And happy holidays to you.
We have finished with our Yule ritual. And
hello.
Just discussing some personal things. We're working on expanding the network, getting some new hosts, of which whose names I won't announce until they're ready, as well as marketing to other venues and other media. And Janice is working on for her World Reggae Party.
World Reggae Party, Thursday night, 7 p.m.
On Virginia Public Access Radio, right?
Fairfax. Fairfax Public Access, or FPA, as everybody usually calls it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having the hair show. I'm trying to get with my shamanism teacher so we can do a shamanism show. I'm sure Daniel has other shows.
Oh, yeah, I got all kinds of things I'm working on. And blessed Yule to you as well, Peter.
Yes, blessed Yule, Peter.
Now, Peter, you're in the chat room, and we finished with our ritual a bit early, and we're expecting to be swamped by calls because we said free reading. So
free readings.
Would you like us to... Oh, the witchy place. Would you like us to pull a card for you there in the chat room? He produces That Witchy Place podcast. So he has a show of his own.
Yes. Well, greetings, Peter.
And we have... He's typing again. Sure, go for it. Okay. A question or just something general? Sure. Okay.
He said that he has one called That Witchy Place?
Yeah, it's another podcast.
Oh, okay. So. I got to listen to that because I haven't heard that one before.
Is it on Blog Talk Radio?
Is it on Blog Talk Radio? Oh, okay. So we're going to do a little divination for Peter.
All right, I picked three cards. And it's looking to me like there's concern involving a creative project. And part of it could be someone involved. The card here is the Queen of Wands reversed.
Yes.
Someone involved being maybe a little... Queen of Wands is highly intelligent.
Yes.
It's considered like the really smart queen. And if that one's sort of jumping out at you, you can pull that one too. Yeah, it's a couple seeming like that.
Yeah.
There could be something slowing down a project. And it's important to guard against the highly intelligent turning into kind of arrogance.
Yeah.
If you forgive
or
me.
Madness.
Yeah, or madness. But it looks like in the ending cup was the Knight of Cups reverse, which can mean romance, but it can also mean a project that you might be working on creatively, because cups can be of art as well, like or creative
right.
endeavors in general.
But there also seems to be some worry about the money.
Yeah, there's a little bit. They might be linked. It might be a creative project he's hoping to pay at some point. And let's draw another solution card for that. If you can hear in the chat room still, Peter, I got three piles here. This will involve you. Pick from one, two, or three.
Can you hear us, Peter?
Yeah, he's there.
Okay.
This is telling me there's something deep for you to free yourself from, because the card is the Sun reversed, and the Sun is usually a liberation.
Right.
Usually a
something you're feeling trapped in some way.
And you don't know how to really break free from the entrapment.
And the best thing I'm seeing out of this, there's something really stubborn blocking this, and I keep getting drawn again to this Queen of Wands reverse.
Yes.
And it's that I think once if we can get over whatever this blockage is, then this project
will flow a lot better.
Could start to take off. That's what I'm getting from this. There's something making you feel not liberated, and something in the way or someone in the way. So it could be someone that's got sort of their intelligence, but they're a bit of arrogance. That's with the Queen of Wine Renurse, is sort of the know-it-all, but very bright, but is always going
to. To me, I know what's best for you. Almost like your mother saying it. Not saying that it is your mother, but
right. But that kind of a thing.
Yes.
Then you feel like you need to be liberated from that. That doesn't necessarily mean getting yourself away from some person. It can mean that, but it can also just mean not letting that take you down, like not letting that be the obstacle anymore for the artistic endeavor, which I'm getting from the King of Cups.
I mean,
the Knight of Cups reversed.
So that's the reading that we have for you today, Peter. You have any?
I wasn't a little happier.
Yeah. Any feedback that you want to share?
Oh, he said, interesting. Thank you. Okay. You're welcome. And again, sometimes with cups, it's. Okay, he says he makes a perfect class. And he's typing. Okay. And sometimes the cups is romance. It could be in a romance that's not working out. For some reason, I was getting the idea of artistic. Or some sort of project, like an artistic project. Sometimes the Knight of Cups, sometimes it's called the Romantic Knight, is also dealing with cups, which is intuitive creativity, artistic. The Artistic Knight is sometimes called
retrospection. So maybe to get some deep thought about what this project is before you proceed. Or proceed more.
Let it go of
the baggage and the know-it-all.
Yeah,
there's
like a stubbornness keeping it back.
Yeah.
That's someone. Every once in a while that happens. That beep.
Okay.
It's when somebody else is trying to come into the line.
Ah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he says readings are what they are. They're not always good or bad. They just are. I agree. It's not too much intensity, because people that are newer to readings don't understand. Sometimes they're like, oh, my God, what if I get, the wrong card? Because usually it's just a lesson. It's telling you to – it's a consultant telling you to work on something. Some readings are – you get a little something extra from them. Like they'll say, like, oh, it kind of looks like, are you going to have an affair? But because it might be by the way they're lined up, and then you have, like, a card that's – represents, a lot of physical pleasure, like a pentacle card in the right way,
Or a cup card.
That's money, too. Yeah, yeah, because of love and then that and then that.
Yeah.
That's saying depending on what's around it.
Yes.
But my whole point was I don't usually approach readings like in a way that's more dramatic than just as he mentioned, just as he mentioned in the chat room. They are what they are, and it's a consultant for something to work on. Yeah, I like how he puts it. I view readings as a breeze. It won't steer the ship, but it can help you guide them. So that's actually
I like that.
Way to put it.
Very nice way. I might have to use that, actually.
Get a symbol.
So, Peter, how's your holiday so far?
I hope it's
good. And
all right.
I also think before we close or anything that we should I don't want to get preachy or anything here, but on Friday it was 27 people that died. 20 of them were children. So I'd like to send a little prayer of hope to the families associated with the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut, Newtown, Connecticut. And our prayers are with the families as well as the people that were lost on Friday, last Friday.
Yes, absolutely. And it was a tragic event to happen. I don't understand the nature of people, why they feel like even if they want to take themselves out, I just never understood, and I'm going to take all of you out with me.
People with us.
I never understood that.
And children of that.
Why something...
Children.
Oh, I know. An adult going in.
Never understood that.
Much of 9 and 10 year olds. And...
Well, I heard it was 5 to 7.
Oh, they were even younger than I thought. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's
first grade class. So, I never understood it either.
It's almost like they're putting on a show before they go for a final show. It's just, it's really odd what goes into a person's, especially when they know they're going to take themselves out.
Yeah.
That's even, it's just, I've never understood it. Because, so many times, I'm not trying to go too far on this topic, but so many times these people are on like a cocktail of these psychotropic drugs. I don't know this guy's history, don't know anything about it. I knew they arrested his brother, or they took him in. I don't know if they were taking him in for questioning, but he looked like he was in handcuffs. Because I remember thinking, I was curious as to why they were arresting his brother. But maybe they were just taking him downtown. I don't know. But our prayers go out to...
Our prayers definitely go out to...
those families and the people
involved. In Sandy Hook Elementary.
As well as to the brave people. We honor the people that stepped in and saved a lot of lives. Some of those teachers were very composed and brave. And... help those kids, help gather them and keep them calm. And there was an interview with one teacher in particular I heard that she heard it going down and she just told the kids it was a drill and had them all safely in the corner while reading stories.
Mm-hmm.
That must have been a little bit difficult trying to keep your composure and read a story when you know in the other rooms, because you're curious. You want to go, I'm curious. I would want to peek my head out the door and
not recommend it, but everybody is curious.
It's just that human nature.
Yeah.
But she kept them calm and was reading them stories in the dark corner of a room, and was they were fortunate not to have the person come in there. So, on that note, we keep our thoughts and prayers with all of those people involved.
Peace be with you always.
Yes. And now I would like to end the show with a song. I'd like to thank everybody that joined us today.
Yes, thank you for joining us today.
On the season that...
Happy holidays.
Can be perceived as death, but as we said before, there are things that happen during hibernation, dormancy, vernalization, things that happen positively for plants and for animals alike. Some even say that humans at one time used to hibernate and have a hibernation ability. So there's wisdom in all of that.
I do agree with that.
And in some cases, the cold actually helps the internal life of a plant, certain plants. That if you apply the cold temperatures in a season that seems like a season of death, that the plant is actually, inside is actually forming and blossoming. Then when the spring comes, it's bam, it really shoots out. And that's called vernalization. So there is wisdom in the colder and dormant times. And of course, as always on the solstice, 3 days, the sun is in the same position, but then there is always the promise of the return.
Return.
And a promise that so far has always been kept. So thank you all.
Thank you all for joining us today.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. Happy holidays.
Kellyanne.
Blessed are we in the awakening dawn. Blessed are we in the morning. Blessed are we in the light of the day. As we enjoy the earth turning. Blessed. And the magic of dusk is upon us. And blessed are we in the dark of the night as we slip into dreams that are calling. Blessed are we in the awakening dawn. Blessed are we. Blessed are we in the light of the day as we enjoy the turning. Blessed are we as the twilight descends and the magic of dusk is upon us. Blessed are we in the dark of the night as we slip. Blessed are we.